I've been very, very lucky today because I popped into Rick Stein's deli in Padstow and he was there signing books. Now, there was a queue going all the way back and these people standing in the rain to talk to you. You're a bit of a legend around here, and certainly nationally, you're a treasure. Can you tell me what was the first book that you wrote and what was the thing you remember most about it?
Well, the first book I wrote was in the mid-80s and it was called English Seafood Cookery. And interestingly, quite a few people have said that's the only book I've ever written. In other words, all I did after that was just repeat the same ideas, but it's not true. But it was particularly, I think it was a good book because it reflected my life as a chef here in Padstow. So the recipes were very much what I used every day. So it had a sort of reality about it, I suppose, because it was like, you know, it was almost like a sort of, at that stage, my autobiography in food. And it won a prize. There were these awards called the Glenfiddichs, which were sort of national food awards. Sadly, the whole thing's stopped now. Mm-hmm. And nobody could be more surprised about that than me. I mean, I had no idea that anybody would really take the book seriously, and in fact it was just a sort of way of mine of getting publicity for the restaurant.
You've written what, 13 or 14 books now? I mean, it's unbelievable the amount of books, and to be fair, there isn't any of your books that I don't really like and love. Do you have a favourite book that you've written that you would turn to time and time again? If the house was on fire, which one would you run into rescue, Rick?
Well, I think actually the one called Seafood, which was like, it wasn't all original recipes. It was a compendium of recipes in the past books. But the thing that made it really special was I sort of got actually the idea from the old Time Life series in the 70s of going through cookery techniques and actually filming step by step, photographing step by steps in it. Mm. And actually making the photos more than just sort of like the old sort of black and white things of chefs with their hands doing things, but every shot was sort of like properly sort of staged. Mm. So it had sort of a nice style about it. Mm. And I still use that book daily almost, because it's got all the sort of, I think it's about 6 or 7 years old, but all the recipes mm. that I've been cooking up to that point.
And I mean, people who listen to my show know that I'm a first-time author. This is all very new for me. I'm learning all the ropes at the moment. Do you have any advice for a first-time author on what to expect just before my first cookery book is about to be launched?
Well, I mean, if it's anything like mine, don't expect to get enormous sales, because that's the thing that really, you know, you put all this work into real work, certainly mm-hmm. for your first book, because you've mm-hmm. presumably done everything yourself. Yes. And you sort of think this is really going to go well, and I mean it probably will, but I mean I do remember being a bit sort of like slightly disappointed by the sales, but of course nobody knows who you are, but you've got the radio show, so I'm sure you'll do a lot better than me. So that, and I would also suggest, I made this sort of slight mistake of trying to promote the book after it's published myself, because I thought that the publishers weren't doing much about it, but of course they were doing everything that needed to be done. Yeah. So just relax, you know, you may not hit the heights of the sales, but, you know, as long as your publisher's good, you'll be fine.
That's wonderful. I'm going to say thank you very, very much for talking to me. You've been such a gentleman. You've been an absolute sweetheart with my son and chatting with him and showing him through this book.
Well, we've just been exchanging notes on a prawn recipe in this book, which is funny.
It's not bad for a six-year-old, is
it? No. He says he's seen it before somewhere. So we're trying to work out where it's been.
Do you know what? I actually think it's quite possible I've been using this already.
Oh, okay. He said something like it's strangely familiar.
I do use your books. I am a fan, actually. Right. So it's been brilliant. Thank you very much for talking
to me. Pleasure. It's a pleasure.